I know you would be thrilled with this place. You always loved the cathedrals, with beautiful stained glass windows, and the incense smell left over from Christmas Eve. I know you would be even happier with how many people are actually using your work. Two young black gay men called into WBAI a few weeks ago and talked about how reading your stuff had changed their lives. People are really taking your message to heart. I remember your saying, use my work, it's all there. I wrote it down. And I thought you would like to know that people are remembering that. Because you were so mad about spending energy to go on interviews where people asked questions for the millionth time, questions you'd already answered in your books, and you would ask them, have you read The Black Unicorn? Have you read Sister Outsider? As hard as you fought to make people deal with the more serious aspects of your identity as black, lesbian, feminist, warrior, poet, when we talked about people wanting to know who you were in the future, you always said, when they come and ask you about me, don't forget to tell them I played with bath toys. I can still see that rainbow net bag with all your bath toys. The pink hippo with the big flippers, the dolphin that really spouted water, and your favorite, the woman scuba diver. I used to hate it how you could see everything as political, even cartoons. We couldn't watch Wacky Racers without you saying, have you noticed how all the bad guys have brown faces? I loved it, how you could enjoy some part of everything you did. Taking a bath, taking a trip to Washington that was flooded out, fighting for your life with an extraordinary ferocity. I've never known anyone who wanted to live as much as you did, who fought as hard as you did to live. I'll miss driving around with you, you bringing me to your house in St. Croix, telling me what flowers have bloomed and what's been repaired since Hurricane Hugo, and what new projects you and Gloria are working on. I'll miss the mornings, always at dawn. You with your New York Times and a cup of chicken broth, or maybe a mango, generously sharing the juiciest part with me, telling me one of your vivid dreams and getting ready to call a friend. One who doesn't mind being woken at 6:30 a.m. as long as it's you. I'll miss walking around the streets of New York City with you, your fly boots clacking on the pavement, and some new hat stylishly adorning your head. I'll miss the thrill of hearing you read and going dancing afterwards. I'll miss walking on the beach while I tell you about my life and you tell me about yours. I see you out of pain, standing in a field of flowers, wearing a vest of peacock colors and tossing your dreads around.